Okay. Can I have a couple people help me with the communion? Good morning. Do you realize how easy it is to form a habit? A negative habit can come real easy. And I've seen the communion actually be turned into just a habit. And people not really realize why they're even participating in it. It's just something they do. And the traditions of men have taken the communion to pretty much a powerless event in people's church activities. And then they don't receive what God intended for them to receive. You know, one of the things I did, we were in Bible school and they told us to go to different churches and just watch. Don't say anything, just watch. And one of the things I picked up on was the communion. And I started watching how people participated in communion. And I'd ask them, I said, why do you do this? And there was, the answers I got were all over the place. Well, it's just something we do on the first Sunday of every month. Well, you don't dare put any offering. You don't dare take communion unless you put money in the offering plate. Wow. And those little rice wafers just drove me nuts. But I ended up with a lot of condemnation because I was always examining myself, seeing if I had any sin in me, which I always did. I always made mistakes, and I didn't want to take communion unworthily. I didn't want to bring damnation to myself. I was trying as hard as I could. And I was on my knees more than I was on my feet. Finally, I got set free from that when I found out how to rightfully discern the body of Christ. Paul told us the only reason that Christians are sickly and die early among you is because they do not discern the body of Christ. To discern the body of Christ, we're going to have to look at that sacrifice and see what happened to Jesus during his passion and during his time on the cross. And God told us to make this out of, take this communion. This bread was supposed to be matzah bread, not a rice wafer. You cannot see anything in a rice wafer. But when you look at matzah bread, you look at a full sheet, you can see a full sheet of bread that is made without yeast. Yeast is significant of sin in the Bible. Jesus' body, the bread. Jesus' body is and was completely 100% without sin. He never made one single mistake ever. And then you look at this bread, you'll see that it's been beaten and pounded. Jesus was beaten for our transgressions and he was wounded for our iniquities. That covers us both ways. Transgressions are sins we knew they were sins before we did them. We're all guilty of those. And iniquities are sins that we didn't know they were sins when we did them. We're all guilty of those. So we deserve the cross. That's what we deserve. You look at this bread, you'll notice that there are stripes in this bread. I mean, when Jesus went to get scourged, he got stripes on his back. And it tells us that by his stripes, we were healed. You also notice there's holes in this bread. Everywhere Jesus' body was pierced, not just on the cross with the spear. He got a crown of thorns, his body was pierced. He got pierced when he got nails in his hands. He got pierced when he got nails in his feet. And every time his body got pierced, he shed blood on purpose. And it was for our redemption. Jesus shed all of his blood. All of it. For us. And then you'll look and you'll notice that this bread is slightly burned. The full wrath of God's fiery judgment. The judgment that was meant for us was laid on Jesus. God treated Jesus the way we deserve to be treated so that he could treat us the way Jesus deserved to be treated. So we're taking of this broken body for our healing and well-being, and we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Since Jesus' body was 100% without sin, and he never made a mistake, his blood is absolutely perfectly pure. He had the blood of God in him. We have Adam's blood in us. Just the very fact that we have Adam's blood in us means we need a Savior. We have sin-tainted blood. No matter how good of a person you may be before you get born again, you don't qualify for anything. Only hell. But it's the blood of Jesus that brings us nigh to God. And it's the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins. And 1 John 1:7 says the blood of Jesus continually cleanses you from all sin. And it's that blood of Jesus that has put us in the right standing with God. In fact, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he who knew no sin became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." That means we got put in the right standing. The minute you got born again, you got made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, which means you got put in the right standing with him. And it's because of that blood of Jesus that we can go boldly into his presence and receive mercy and grace in times of need. So, Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. You're not going to believe this. Maybe you might. I found Washington, D.C. in the Bible. I did. Open up your Bibles to Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Yeah, it's on page 1007. I'll give you time. I don't know if any of you ever remember seeing this, but right after Donald Trump got elected the first time, Barack Obama got on TV and said, all these other presidents, when they stop being president, they move off to different places, they go wherever they're from. But Barack said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to continue to stay here organizing. It's called the deep state. He said that on national TV. He said, it's the deep state and we're not going anywhere. And I don't, it must have fell on deaf ears. But it rings, I can see it just as clearly as the day he said it. I can see him standing there saying that it's the deep state. He told us right on national television. He told us the mechanism that he was using to try to destroy this country. And, you know, they put it in our Bibles. long before Barack Hussein Obama, also known as Barry Sotero. Here's just a side note, this is a freebie. You know who the richest president in the history of this country ever was? Come on, Donald Trump's a billionaire. Barry Sotero is the richest president that has ever been in office. Barack Hussein Obama. His real name is Barry Sotero. And his dad had such a humongous, worth billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Barack is a trust fund baby. See, the devil's not going to just come at you without some kind of disguise. He disguised him and got him into office for the direct purpose of destroying this world. Not just this country, this world. But in order to destroy the world, they're going to have to take America down first, and it's not going to happen. There's too many people waking up. Now, I'm going to read. We're going to start in chapter 1 of Habakkuk. I'm going to read this through, and then we're going to tear it down, one verse at a time. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance, for spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment does never go forth, for the wicked does compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold, you among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it will be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation, what shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful, their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolf. Their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings and the princes that shall be scorned unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend them, imputing this his power unto his God. Thou not art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One. We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore, lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he, and makest men as he fishes of the sea, as the creeping thing that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with the angle. They catch them in their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. Therefore, they sacrifice under their net and burn incense under their drag, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yeah, also, because of transgression by wine, he is poured. He is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increases that which is not his, how long, and to him that ladeth himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city, and of all that dwelleth therein. Woe to him that covereth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set the nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establisheth a city by iniquity. Behold, is it not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, and putteth thy bottle to him, and maketh him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be covered. But the cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thee glory. For the violence of the Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts, which made them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city, and of all that dwelleth therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof has graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies, that the maker of this his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that said to the wood, awake to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Break it down one verse at a time. And when we break it down one verse at a time, we'll start seeing what's going on here. You got to understand, Washington, D.C. is a mess. This country is a mess. And you got to understand that God gave us dominion on this earth. He gave us authority over this earth. And for far too long, the church has been sitting idly by, being submissive, and just kind of doing whatever the government told them to do. And say, I wish somebody would do something. Well, somebody did do something. And it's a mess. And the church should have been standing up. We've been given authority. Unfortunately, you know, the devil has twisted the word. See, the devil's never been able to create anything. He's twisted the word, and he's got the church convinced that we're supposed to be submissive to the government. You know, if you get just a little bit of a grasp of the Bible and the Constitution, you're going to understand that the government is supposed to be submissive to the people. Somehow, we've lost track of this republic. They've fed democracy, 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 democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. That means it is a government that is ran by the people, for the people. Unfortunately, we got an idea that after church, we're supposed to go home and eat roast and watch football, and then get up on Monday morning and go to work and let things work out the way they work out. Well, they worked out the way they worked out. We're on the very edge of total destruction of a nation. People don't realize just how close we are to being a completely communist nation. This is the most important election that we'll ever go through. If this election doesn't go the way it needs to go, there will not be another election. See, we've been living in socialism for a long time. Did you know that? No, we're America, land of the free, land of the Freemasons that have led you into socialism. We got to stop this. Father of heaven and earth, we confess and repent for our nation, our state, and the ecclesia for the sin and rebellion and iniquities, for not taking the time to understand what the deep state has been up to as they continue to work their diabolical plan to destroy our nation, for standing back and not challenging their practices and evil intent as their plans and schemes have played out right before our eyes, for not taking a stand in the physical and or spiritual realm to put a stop to it. You know, one of the things that really bugged me for the longest time was they said we were supposed to pray for our kings. And I thought, how can I pray a positive prayer for some of these rats? I didn't understand that our founding fathers, you know, the pilgrims that came over from the old country on the Mayflower were reading a different Bible than what we were told to read. And I didn't understand that it was the footnotes that these pilgrims were holding to that drove King James crazy. Because they were saying to stand up to the government, stand up to tyranny, don't let this prevail. Stand up to wicked governors. Once I started seeing that, I thought, whoa. Now I understand we were supposed to be praying against this stuff. Go back to Habakkuk 1, chapter 1, verse 2. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? You know, this country has been in the practice of violence for a very long time. I was shocked when I found out, you know, Trump said he was the only one that didn't get us into a new war for a long time. Out of all the years that this nation has been a country, there's been about 12 years that we haven't been involved in a new war. Maybe someday America will wake up and realize that the United States government has been one of the biggest terrorist organizations that has ever existed. I have a problem with the CIA because this is a dark money organization. They take our money and they don't have to tell us where they put it. They don't have to tell us what they're doing with it. But the government protects them. You know, verse 3 says, "Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance for spoiling of violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention," creating strife and conflict that gives way to destruction, violence, and leading to injustice. We said we were going to go to Iraq and get rid of all the weapons of mass destruction, and these vets said they couldn't find any weapons of mass destruction and destroyed that country. I don't know how many people died. One of these days, the nation is going to find out the truth about what happened there. When you realize that 911 was an inside work, you realize how hard it is to fly one of those great big jets? and then you tell me that some guys that took some lessons in some little Cessnas jumped in these jets and flew them and crashed them into the Twin Towers. And they took professional pilots, and it took them several tries in a simulator to get that done. But these guys whose passports, you know, everything in that area was burnt, but they somehow found their passports laying on the ground and they could read them. Come on. We got to understand that the government, for the most part of them, has been led and used by the devil. And the devil is a liar. The same way God uses the church, we are led by God. We can expect evil people to be led by Satan. And don't think that we have a bunch of saints in Washington, D.C. Verse 6 says, "For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs, being ruthless and impetuous, moving about the whole earth to seize dwelling places that are not their own." How many places around the world have we set up camp that doesn't belong to us? You know, an interesting thing, you know, if you study history a little bit, you'll find out that the Ethiopians are somehow related to Solomon. That's interesting. I thought that was really interesting. Did you know Ethiopia is the only country in Africa that did not get colonized? That's the only country in Africa that never got colonized. And I read that story on how they didn't get colonized because they were so... These guys rode tigers and lions into battle. And they carry hornet's nests. And they throw them at the enemy. And these guys, these colonizers, they couldn't deal with these people. And they just stopped. That was the only country that did not get colonized. How did they end up being such brave warriors? How did Abraham end up being such a brave warrior? Ha. They had God on their side. Verses 8 and 9 says, their horses also are swifter than the leopards and are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity of the sand, coming from many directions, using many modes and tactics, bent on violence, and taking prisoners. You know, one of the biggest blows to the deep state that we've seen recently was when they overturned the Chevron Act. Because what the Chevron Act did was they set these laws, but then they let these alphabet agencies interpret how they wanted that law to read. So they could do whatever they wanted. You know, and then they take prisoners. Did you know they take prisoners? We still have people that had the right to peacefully protest. They went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, and they got taken prisoners because Washington, D.C. is not on American soil. Did you know that? Washington, D.C. does not belong to America. You got to know this. We have an enemy, and we have to be wise to his tactics. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says we need to be wise to what the devil's tactics are. That's why they don't get fair trials. That's why they've been held captive. See, things are not the way that we've been told they are. The devil has been running amok for far too long, but the church is learning. The church is picking up on it. Now let's go down to verse 10. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and it is sinned against thy soul. Practicing contempt and ridiculing leaders. You know, can you imagine how much Trump has been ridiculed? He's been nonstop harassed ever since he said he was going to run for president. They all loved him. They all loved him before he started running for president. And he knew how to play the system. See, big businessmen know how to do this. When they run into people in power and people in authority, they'll donate, whether they're Democrat or Republican, they'll donate to their cause because they know how to work the system. Doesn't mean they like them, doesn't mean they vote for them, they just know how to play the system. And you have to do that or you're not going to be in the system. But one of the things that Trump said when he started running for president said he was going to drain the swamp and he was going to set the children free. How many people caught on this? He's going to set the children free. What do you mean he's going to set the children free? See, these people, there's a government behind the government. You have to understand that. But the people that have been in Washington, D.C. are owned by this shadow government, the deep state. And these people practice satanic rituals. And they use these children for these satanic rituals. You know, there's 300,000 children missing from the border. Just recently, how many millions and millions and millions upon millions have been stolen and taken underground for torture, for pedophilia? There's one common link with all these powerful people, monarchs, kings, priests, all the way, everybody who has strong ties to power are linked to pedophilia. They're all tied together. Trump has been setting these children free. They've been under our feet. This has been going on for thousands of years. We're actually infiltrating their system. You know, we're infiltrating their system. And ever since the beginning of this country, the devil's been involved in it. And whether you like to believe it or not, we're still attached to the Babylonian system. Every square inch of our lives has been affected by this system. There's nothing sacred. We've been under attack for a long time, but now we're in a civil war and we're in the process of getting free. We have a part in this, but we have to understand what's been going on. Too many people want to close their eyes to the evil that's been going on in this world. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to know about it. They want it to just go away. It's not going to go away. You can play possum all you want, and the devil's not going to go anywhere. You have to stand up. We have to stand up as a church and say no more. Amen. It's our job. Now, look at verse 11. It says, "For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Sin and rebellion, depending on their own strength, believing their strength is their God." See, it irritated me when I found out that there's actually a satanic temple in Washington, D.C. Not surprising, but there is a satanic temple. But, you know, it really shouldn't be all that surprising to anybody, because even Jesus said he was going to remove those Jews that are not Jews at all, but they are the synagogue of Satan. It's still here. And they sacrifice people. You know, when I first started learning about this, there was a deliverance pastor that came to the Bible school and taught us on this stuff. And he gave us some information, told us about some cases. And they were talking about some survivors of the satanic ritual abuse. And you would think these are monstrous people. I mean, really, honestly, you would think these are people you might not ever see them. They're underground and all this stuff. But they would save these people out of these abuse cases, and they would try to tell who did it, and said it was so shocking that nobody would believe them. Why? Because they'd start naming names. They'd say, well, it was the chief of police, it was the governor, it was the mayor, it was our pastor, it was our priest, it was the famous lawyer, it was the doctor, it was the teacher. And nobody would believe them. But now these people are being exposed. You can see them almost every day. Somebody's going down hard almost every day. Somebody's getting arrested now. And it used to be when somebody would start talking like this and start talking and giving out information and telling people about this, and they'd die immediately. And now there's people coming out all over the place saying this happened over here, this happened over here, this happened back there, this happened then. And the perpetrators are being arrested almost every day. And it used to be where nothing would even happen to them. They wouldn't even get investigated. God is turning this thing around right before our eyes. And we need to be taken apart in it. It's our place. This is the glory of the Lord. This is our place to take our stand right now in this day of evil. Turn it into a good place. You know, the whole world is changing right before our eyes. And I'm curious. I'm always studying. I'm always looking. I'm always trying to see what's out there. And I found one timetable that showed up, and this guy ended up saying, well, 2025 or 2024 is the end of the 6,000 years. I don't know, but guess what? You got to know that we got to be close to the end of 6,000 years, and the Bible does clearly talk about a millennial reign. We're going to a new dispensation, a new time. The Bible talks about the devil being chained and put in a pit for 1,000 years. Can you imagine how, I mean, this is a wonderful place. This is a wonderful world. This is a cool place to be. And especially right here. Can you imagine how awesome this world would be with the devil chained up, out of the way? Do you realize that we really could live in peace? Have you ever wondered why you've never ran into a Russian that just hates your guts? I've never ran into a Russian that hated my guts. I never ran into a Chinese. I ran into several Chinese here. I never ran into one single one of them that hated me. In fact, I fixed a flat tire for one Chinese lady, and she went out of her way to make sure that I was broke. I was broke. I needed some cash. And she went out of her way to bless me with some cash. I didn't ask for it. I just helped her. She said, I could have never done that. It turns out she's a Christian. Have you ever wondered why all these people that we've been taught to not trust, and we've been taught they hate us, we've been taught we're not supposed to like them, how that's just not the truth? See, the devil knows that if one can put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 to flight, he's toast. He knows that if we ever come into agreement and decide that we got the same enemy and it's not each other, but it's him, he's done. You know, one thing that really changed my mind about Vladimir Putin, you know, everybody said, oh, he's a bad guy. George Soros came out and said, he's an enemy to the New World Order. I said, whoa, maybe the enemy to my enemy could be my friend. Did you ever stop to think that maybe these other countries want to live in peace? That maybe these other countries don't want their children to be blown up? Did you ever stop to think that maybe the CIA might be the bad apple in the bunch? They go tell us one thing. They go tell us a lie about somebody to get us to go blow them up. And then they tell us a lie about somebody over here and we go blow them up. But did you ever notice that we don't just blow them up and leave? We blow them up and plunder their resources. We're going into a new dispensation and a new time. And the devil is absolutely panic-stricken, and that means his workers are going to be completely frantic, and they're going to do all kinds of crazy things. So you need to understand that even though we're really, really close, we're still in a war zone. And you need to expect him to do something completely crazy. I told my wife, I said, we need to back off for just a little bit, because last time we went through an election like this, they shut the ports down and it was impossible to get materials, and they came out with some kind of a pandemic. Here's the thing about the devil, is he tells us what he's going to do before he does it. I'm serious. It's a spiritual law. And then if we buy into it, it's on us. And this drives, it drives Christians crazy. But you need to look up these predictions of the Simpsons. Because that was one of the devil's main tools to tell us what he was going to do. The amount of predictions that the Simpsons got right on the nail head is absolutely nuts. The devil told us what he's going to do. But I got news for him. God told us what he was going to do. We're going to win. See, God knows the beginning and from the end. We are on the winning team. The Bible tells us to be as innocent as doves, but be as wise as serpents. Stay clean, stay under the blood, but be smart. One of the things that happened, they started putting warning labels on almost anything that could possibly hurt you. And now we got people that are alive because these warning labels made it possible for them to survive. They didn't get any smarter. They're amongst us. But here's the thing. We're going to keep going forward. We're going to keep going forward. But we absolutely, as a people and as a church, have to stand up to tyranny. We have to. The days of the church turning the other cheek and being submissive has got to stop. We have a constitution. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you have absolutely no business bowing your knee to manipulation, intimidation, or domination. Those are three things that the government masters on. Manipulation, intimidation, and domination. Don't bow your knees to that. That's witchcraft. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You stand up to that. Don't back down. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for everything that you do for us every day. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, we thank you for Holy Spirit who's here teaching us and guiding us. Father, bringing us more and more revelation. You know, the Bible tells us that we would know the truth. In fact, Jesus said it. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The only way we're going to be free is to know the truth. And we're going to have to know the truth, not only in the Bible, but we're going to have to know the truth of what the devil's doing, and we're going to have to be wise unto his ways. So, Father, we thank you for this, for revelation and the Holy Spirit who's here to teach us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we have coffee and snacks and fellowship right back.